there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you going to hit the button? Forget it. I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Gosh, sing it.
Sore losers. You can tell.
I mean, was I way behind or what?
Way behind. You can tell Eddie's not in the studio with us. He's at Bobby's house with the A-team.
Okay, Coach, look, hey, you're talking 10 minutes from my house versus a 20-minute drive into town, Coach.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying where you are, why it was so off. So we'll start it again. Ready? Try to time it again, Eddie. Here we
you
go.
Ready?
Hit
it.
We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
A little bit better. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I used to live in the north. Now I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm an alpha male. I live with Baser, my wife. We also have neighbors that are women. They are not my wives. They are my wife's friends. But at times, there's a lot of women at the house, boys. Sometimes I'm a little outnumbered, but I ain't complaining. Over to you.
That's what we call sister wives.
Coach, do they paint your nails and, like, okay, dress you up and stuff?
That was Vegas before I had a wife, Coach.
Oh, that's true. Before you were married.
Yes.
Now, Ray, you said you got a surprise for us. What's the surprise?
So, my boy... send us a little package. This is for the entire Sore Losers, and it is, if you will, for the entire Sore Losers Nation, although we will house it. We're going to keep it. It's going to stay here. It is from Justin Kippenberger in Derby, KS. Lunch, that state is?
Kansas.
It's Kansas, bub.
And brother also said Kansas. Okay, they
Rock,
know.
Rock, chop.
Are you going to open it or what? What are we doing?
So I'm going to open it. Have you ever heard of a buildup? Drum roll, something.
That's like a motorboat.
Isn't it National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? He's like, all right, I'm about to open up the big package. And he's like, drum roll, and everybody's like.
There's a Jelly Club, membership to the Jelly Club.
A 1 year, month of a year of a jelly supply. Okay, here it is, boys.
This better be worth the hype, man.
All right. Eddie, I don't know if you have the video up, so I'll have to do a good job explaining. It's a piece of cardboard that must have been just to keep it safe. So that wasn't what he sent. Another piece of cardboard. That was to keep it safe. I'm now holding it in my hand. Lunch can probably maybe see it. Eddie, do you have video or no?
But it's freeze frame, so I see kind of like a picture of it.
Okay, well, that's probably not going to work. Lunch, look back here.
Oh, wow.
It is a flag,
well,
and it says...
Wait,
is that real?
Yes.
That's an actual flag from the U.S. from the British Open?
Yeah, and it's signed by somebody.
It is signed by, that is Adam Hadwin. And right now he is in contention at the current open. So
How did this guy get this?
Coach?
What is happening? What is this, an interrogation? Why do I have two questions at once? It is a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And he got assigned Adam Hadwin, 18th hole, the Royal Port Rush, 18th hole flag.
Yeah, the 148th.
British Open.
Yes.
And Hadwin could win the current damn one, for all I know.
Did Hadwin win that one?
No.
Okay. So it was just
But okay, Coach. So he stole the flag and signed it, okay? He didn't have to win it, Coach.
No, I'm just wondering how he got the flag. That's pretty cool.
That is. So, yeah. So that makes you think, can players just grab some crap as they're heading out at the end of a weekend's tournament?
Well, I know at the Masters, they win, they take the 18th flag with them.
Well, the 18th flag of this Open, we got, boys.
I mean, that's...
Do you think they have a lot of 18th flags and they give them to every player?
Coach, not like that. It has the name on it and everything.
Coach, I think they only got one.
I'm trying to understand why that guy had it and he wanted to give it to us. Like, why wouldn't you want that for yourself?
Can we call him? I mean, Ray, can you call your friend of the friend of the friend of the friend now and see if we can get a hold of him?
Do we want to schedule it for next time or meow?
We can schedule it next time.
Next time.
We'll just figure it out. Yeah, you can line that up.
We'll do that for the rest of the story.
I mean, that's an amazing gift.
That is.
Awesome.
And yeah. Hey, guys, speaking of amazing gift, you know how you guys make fun of me for buying these NFTs?
I got my wife some lingerie.
And I bought a pack a couple weeks ago for $14, and I got the
Remember when you said they were stupid?
No, they're stupid. Because I bought the pack for $14, got that Marcus Smart assist in there, and as of this morning, it sold for $65. Boom, made $51, just like that.
But I don't get it.
No. Do you get it?
No, I don't get it.
Do you understand it?
I don't understand it.
No, I don't. I still don't understand why someone's paying $65 for that.
Then why are you doing it?
Because I made $51. That's why I'm doing it.
Coach, are you going to start a job where they're like, hey, I would like to hire you. What do I do? We don't know.
It's called gambling. It's called gambling.
No. You don't go to the craps table not knowing what you're doing, putting money on. So that's not the lunchbox I know.
No.
The lunchbox I know knows exactly where his bet is going.
Yes, but that doesn't mean it's going to win. I know where my bet is going here. I am betting I'm going to get a moment that is worth money, and I try to sell it.
Who's buying your NFT?
No idea who bought it.
Kids. Exactly. You don't know where your money's going. That's my point.
No, my money. I do know. I know where my money's going. It's going to the NBA Top Shot. I don't know where my money's coming from. I don't know if it's Henry down the street, if it's George over there, if it's Michael, in Utah. But someone like Marcus Smart's little assist, and I made $65.
It was Michael from Vegas, Coach. That's a blow.
But he's not from Utah.
It's a low blow. He's from Texas.
I made $51 by buying this pack. I was just giving you an update, and that was my good. Tell me something good for this Friday.
Okay, guys, that's on the big show.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, so last night I had my cousin Leroy in town.
Hey-o.
You all met Leroy? You met Leroy, right, Lunch?
I don't know if I've ever met Leroy.
He said we played golf together or something.
Oh, maybe we did. I don't remember. Dude, you have so many family members.
Anyway, he's the one that goes to all the golf tournaments and sends me back stuff, like from the players and whatever. But I was telling him about, we were talking about my whole Jordan Spieth, Jimmy Walker thing. He's like, dude, you should have told Jimmy Walker that he's like, the dude's really into stars. He said one of his best friends went to high school with Jimmy Walker and played high school golf with him. He's like, dude, the dude's like a nerd about stars. I'm like, dang, I would have loved to know that. Can you imagine? I would have hit him like right before he swings. Jimmy, is that a star?
No. Not is that a star? Hey, Jimmy, what can you tell me about that star?
Hey, he would have geeked out.
He would have been like, excuse me? Like, are you into stars? And then you would have had to be like, no, I don't know anything about stars.
No, I don't know stars.
The only stars I know are Kawhi, and he's out of the playoffs. And
that's a segue.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what star.
That was a great segue.
Kawhi's out?
Kawhi.
Kyrie, he's a star. He's out. I mean.
CP3?
Mm-hmm.
CP3, he's a star. He's out indefinitely. So, yeah, it's just, I mean, there's no stars anymore in the NBA playoffs, it seems. They're all just dropping like flies.
Chris Paul's COVID absence threatens the playoffs' most thrilling storyline, and I will hang up and listen on that one, boys. Wow. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk basketball. Somebody said my basketball coverage was terrible.
No. Our basketball coverage was so wrong because everything that we thought was going to happen, the exact opposite happened.
But that shows that you guys don't watch the NBA year-round.
No, no, this is It shows that this is the a good NBA playoffs, because usually it's very, you can tell what's going to happen. There's no unpredictability with the NBA. Like when we
Donaghy.
When we had the Cobra on months ago, the he ref. Said the problem with the NBA is it's so predictable. This postseason hasn't been predictable, and I think a lot of it has to do with injuries. But like the other night, the 76ers are up 26. The last I look, I'm like, oh, that game's over. And the Hawks win.
Coach, we saw
the Hawks win. Excuse me? How did the Hawks win? Like, what are you doing to blow a 26-point lead? How does that happen?
I didn't know there was a lot of strategy in basketball, but the strategy to foul Ben Simmons, knowing he was a crappy free throw shooter, was genius.
That's what the Spurs used to do. They called it hack-a-shack. They would foul Shaq and that make him shoot free throws, and he was terrible.
I do remember the hack-a-shack.
I would
hope,
Coach. It was a huge storyline.
But I didn't know Ben Simmons was a bad free throw shooter until they showed his numbers. And he was, I think, like 2-for-12 going into the fourth. And so they start fouling him, but he made his first two. And we're like, oh, great, this isn't going to work. But they kept fouling him, and sure enough, that worked.
Yep.
And if you're Ben Simmons, like as a—
That sucks.
Oh, my God. How demoralizing is it just sitting there going, and in his head he's going, I'm not going to make it. I'm not. Do you think he's thinking, I'm not going to make it, or does he think, I'm going to make this one? This is the one that's going to go in.
He's thinking he's going to make them, and then brick.
Kids, I know we have a lot of children listening to this. I believe I heard my nephew has started, so that's why I've been minding my P's and my Q's, and when necessary I will hit this if I mother can need to.
Oh, so just because your nephew's listening.
So with that said, kids, you're watching an NBA game. Mom, dad, will I ever be in the pros? You can answer that. Look at the free throw line. That gives you hope that you can maybe someday be in the pros. And then if you watch baseball, when you see a shift and there's nobody on the left side of the field and all you have to do is bunt the ball to the left side of the field, that should tell you, you too, son, kiddo, can be part of professional athletes when they have these soft, soft underbellies that are so glaringly horrible, but they have a great skill. That's how they're able to get into the league, into professional sports. But this free throw thing, guys, that's what we did it when we were kids. That's the first thing we ever shot was a free throw with nobody guarding us.
But you're not going to make it to the NBA just being able to hit free throws.
No.
And I will hang up and listen.
So I like your advice to
hang
the kids.
Up and,
yeah, hang up to, and
hang
not
up and don't
share
listen.
Dumb takes like that ever again. Because free throw shooting, you got to be able to dribble the ball. You got to be able to drive to the hoop. You got to be able to get on the court so someone can foul you so you can get that free throw shot. But then playoff P, everybody makes fun of playoff P. And, hey, playoff
P. You guys
P
made fun of playoff
balled
P.
Balled out. He balled out. I stayed up and
wait,
watched.
Wait, but you guys made fun of playoff P.
Yeah, everybody makes fun of playoff P because he ain't been very playoff P. He talks about playoff P, and he doesn't really show up in the playoffs. Other night, Kawhi's out, and playoff P says, hey, don't worry, I'm going to ball out tonight, and the Clippers go into Utah and win. But after watching that game, it's not as surprising as I thought because Donovan Mitchell – He looks terrible. His ankle, he can't move.
Okay, so then their Jazz are done. Put a
so that's another
down.
Star.
There's no more music in Utah.
Well, he was hurt before the playoffs. He sat out game one of the first series. They lost, and he came back, and he re-aggravated the injury earlier in this series, and he looks like a shell of himself. He could not move the other night. And I was like, okay, so the Clippers winning this game, I thought the Clippers were done without Kawhi. But without Connelly and a shell of Donovan Mitchell, I got why the Jazz were losing that game, and I totally under. I was like, okay, I get it. Not as surprising as I thought, but the Bucks blowing the lead the other night.
Yeah, and what the Buck, dude?
I mean, they are so bucking stupid.
When last night?
Every night, every time the Bucks. The last two games, the Bucks are bucking stupid.
They
okay?
won last night, though.
Yeah, but they still don't play smart.
My
listen,
take doesn't make much sense.
No, no. James Harden, guys. James,
like what?
James Harden can't move. He has a bad hamstring.
Blowing a lead, Coach, means they lost.
Yeah. The Bucks they blew didn't. The lead the other night.
I mean, the Bucks
not last night,
closed
the game
this thing
before
out.
That. They
Coach,
should be,
we had a show before. We had
what
a show
I'm saying,
for that.
But last night, I watched them again, and they...
I'm sorry, James, I was confused, Coach. I didn't know what day we were recording this. My bad.
We don't record them, Coach.
James Harden.
Arnold!
James
Go
Harden.
Ahead, Coach.
Thank you. James Harden has a bum hamstring. He hasn't been able to play the last 2 months of the season. Why are you not just clearing out every time down the floor? And whoever is guarding James Harden is guarding one-on-one. I'm going to blow by you because you can't move on that hamstring. Or run him in a pick and roll. Make him guard.
Yeah.
James Harden should be, or whoever's James Harden is guarding, you should be running circles.
Maybe that's what
around
they did.
Half court.
They didn't Middleton do the 38? Brooklyn.
Do the Brooklyn Nets have a comment section in their website?
Coach, every website does.
Why? Because I would. The Bucks is who I would be commenting to.
Oh.
Because the Bucks
the Bucks. Yeah.
The Bucks are the one that should be going at James Harden. They should be running whoever James Harden is guarding. They should just run him off screens. Make James Harden chase someone around on the defensive end. Get him involved in every single play.
That's why you should be a coach, Coach.
Let's test that hamstring.
Coach, what are you doing on this podcast? But Coach.
Instead, they just jack up threes. They play terrible. They let him off the hook. James Harden is hurt. That hamstring is a bum hamstring. You got to go at James Harden over and over and over again, and let's see him move that hamstring, and he's going to be like, I need out. But no, we're going to let him off the hook, and just it doesn't make sense.
Hey, Coach, real talk, though. You ever thought about being a coach? Because, know the game better than some of the coaches I've ever seen out there.
I've thought about being a coach. When my kid gets that age, I will start coaching his teams.
No. Big league, Coach. Big league.
You got to work your way up. They're not going to just hire me off the street.
Kindergarten coach.
I don't think you can work your way up after you're already 40, Coach.
I think you can. I mean, a lot of people do. A lot of people
work. It'd be a hell of a story, but I don't know, Coach.
I just can't believe how James Harden is able to just hide on the defensive end because no one wants to attack him. I mean, with a bum hamstring, you got to make him run all over the place. But I'm excited for Game 7. I'm glad we got a Game 7. Going to be exciting.
Yeah, Saturday night, we have some plans, but I will make sure that there is a TV nearby because that is must-see TV. Bucks, Nets, Game 7. TNT knows drama. Is it on TNT?
Yeah. I believe it was on ESPN.
Dang it.
Oh, damn.
But, yeah, you're right. That's a good one. That's finally, it's some time where you make a mental note now in sports where you've got to watch that. You said UFC last week.
Oh, but it will be on TNT.
Okay. Well, there you go.
There we go. They know drama.
They knew it was going to be dramatic. They shifted it.
Oh, man. And then, Eddie, you referred to the drama on the green team last podcast.
Huh? Refresh my memory, Coach.
My soccer team.
Oh, we have to talk about
from
this.
From one major game to another.
Yeah.
Wow. I forgot they're called the green team.
Yeah, we are called the green team. And so, I did tease you guys that we had playoffs on Wednesday night, win or go home. And so we were playing a team that we beat 7-3 earlier in the season. So, we're feeling good about advancing in the playoffs. We show up. And let's say they brought a few guys that were not on their team earlier in the season.
I hate that.
I mean, let's just say
bringing ringers.
The team we were playing wore blue jerseys, and the people they brought wore purple shirts. So they went and recruited some guys.
This is Euro 2020 theme music.
Oh,
soccer.
Okay,
that's the theme music for it.
That's really funny,
Coach. You got 103,000 views. It must be.
Hey, so I'm like, whatever. You guys want to bring ringers? I'm not scared. We jump out 2-0. They tie it up 2-2. They take a 3-2 lead. Then we tie it up 3-3. They take a 4-3 lead. We tie it up 4-4.
Let's go.
2 minutes ago.
Let's go.
One of those ringers scores his third goal of the game. They win
5-4. What a punk.
Yeah.
What a punk.
Yeah, he scored 3 goals. They win 5-4. Very competitive game. Season over. But let's flash back a few weeks to the drama on the green team.
How is that story worth noting?
Well, he just wanted an update to a rec game, Coach.
Well, I told you guys.
Everyone was wondering.
And they were. On Wednesday, I teased, good luck to the green team. We got the playoffs tonight. So if I don't come back and tell you that we lost, everybody's going to be wondering, hey, what happened to the green team? Is your season still alive? Is it over? What's going down?
Coach, that story better end with lightning striking or somebody coming out onto the field and kicking you in the nuts or something.
Coach, the story is actually really good.
So I've been on the green team for about 8 years. Ever since I moved to Nashville.
We haven't lived here 8 years.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Correction, we have.
So I joined free agents.
Thanks, Coach. They
put me on the green team, and we were a happy team. We win championships. And as the years have gone on, though, a lot of people have moved away, but I've maintained the green team. And I'm the OG.
I'm going to miss you, Mark.
Nick moved off to do his residency. He graduated med school. He went to go do his residency. Amy and Jimmy, they got married.
Amy and Jimmy, come here. Give him big old bear.
And
I'm going to miss you guys.
He's a traveling nurse, so they move all over the country every few months. So everybody just sort of like moved away, like Stand By Me at the end when everybody, just like, oh, they go on their way. And I am the last OG Green Team guy. Well, COVID hits.
Founder coach, right? A founder.
Yeah, I would say I'm a founder. I was one of the original members.
Yeah.
And so COVID hits. I'm like, hey, guys, I got to take a step back. I'm not going to be able to play.
Whoa, do you have COVID?
No.
Oh.
COVID hit. So I couldn't play because I couldn't take a chance of getting sick.
Heard that
But
wrong.
They still had the league going?
They still had the league going. They were like, hey, we're not scared of COVID.
Oh.
So they continued on, and so they had to find a few players to join the team.
Couple co-eds, Vandy.
So in that time, Mitchell and Marvin joined the team, okay? And that's fine. They play, and then COVID, I get my vaccination, I'm back. And I show up first of the season. I meet Mitchell and Marvin for the first time. And I get the feeling right off the bat.
Nice to meet you, Mitchell.
I get the feeling right off the bat that Mitchell and Marvin don't like me.
Oh, so there is no kissing.
Coach,
no.
Nope.
Mitchell and Marvin are roommates. Mitchell is engaged to one of the girls on the team that I had never met. So she had joined Wyatt during COVID also. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. Let's start the season. And after the second game, Mitchell tells me, hey, man, you're doing really well for a 39-year-old.
Dang, that hits hard.
That hurt. Thanks, that's cool, whatever. And Marvin.
That's Gucci, man, no worries.
Marvin never likes to sub. We're adults. We usually just sub in and out, no problem. But Marvin, he for some reason thinks he should play the whole game and
Marvin, my turn.
Never comes out of the game.
Coach, you're joking, but that's the visual right there. Marvin.
And he's like, no,
and Marvin's acting like he can't hear Lunchbox.
Exactly. Hey, exactly right. Marvin acts like his ears don't work all of a sudden.
Marvin,
like,
we need a fresh set of legs. No, I'm coming in. I'll check myself in. No worries.
No, Marvin. Marvin just turns off his listening ears. Like, he just turns them off. Like, oh, no, I can't hear you. I'm just going to keep going. Okay, cool. I'll just stand over here. That's fine. Whatever. Cool. So then we used to do it where it was just because three guys, you start. It was just the first three guys at the field start. Well, Mitchell likes to show up at the last minute and just walk on there like he owns the team and he starts every game. So annoying. So I one day decide, you know what, this game I'm gonna
Mitchell,
make sure.
Were you one of the first three, Mitchell?
No, exactly. So I'm like, I'm gonna let him know that I was the first one at the field. So I show up 30 minutes early. So I'm there.
Hey, Mitchell, you got a second?
And I start or whatever, and he's like, well, I'm gonna start too. Or he goes, I'm starting. I was like, okay, well, I was here, so I'm gonna be. So he just walks out. Fine, whatever. And then
he walked out forcing you to sit out?
No, I didn't sit. I didn't have to sit.
Eddie, reconnect.
This other guy, Jeremy, had to sit. Jeremy had to sit even though he was one of the first three there. Whatever. Fine. No big deal. So the game goes on, and I sub out, and Jeremy comes in, and I'm on the sideline, and I'm on the sideline when the half ends, right? So, or no, like 2 minutes before the half, Marvin decides, okay, I'll finally sub. And he comes out for 2 minutes. And so the start of the second half, and I'm walking out on the field, and Mitchell goes, hey, no. Me, Marvin, and Carlos are going to start. And I said,
Carlos?
And I said, well, I just got on the field. And I said, Marvin just subbed out. He can sit for a minute. He goes, no, we're starting. I was like, well, you guys can think that. And I walk out there and I start.
Oh, my God.
That's a good team.
He does not like that.
Imagine if the Bucks did that.
Exactly.
I mean, who's the coach?
No, there is no coach. That's the whole point. It's just it's grown adults. You're just supposed to sub in and out. No big deal.
Now we see why there's coaches, to make sure that people don't jump on the field like that.
Yes.
Ronaldo's about to kick freaking Kobe Jones' ass. Yeah.
Chicharito.
So then
Chicharito.
In the middle of the second half,
Messi.
I mean? Like, I sub out. And then
I'll sub. I'm a little gassed. Come on in, boys.
Right. Yes, I sub out. So then there's two of us on the sideline, and another guy.
You and Carlos?
No. Me and Jeremy. Me and Jeremy are on the sideline.
Jeremy, man, I'm glad you're still on the team.
And so I'm on the sideline with Jeremy, and then Jeremy subs in for Carlos. So Carlos comes out. So I was the one that had subbed out before that. So there's about 4 minutes left in that one goal game. And guess who was ready to come out?
Mitchell.
Mitchell's tired. So he comes running off the field, and I start to run on. He goes, no, Carlos, you're in.
What? You were about to sub, and they said, no, we want Carlos instead of you?
No, that's what Mitchell said. He thinks he runs the team.
But I even already checked in at the scores.
Even though Carlos was late, he subbed out later than I did. I'd been standing on the sideline for like 6 or 7 minutes, and Carlos had only been on the sideline for 2 minutes.
And my vehicle was
and I start running out, and he goes,
Carlos.
And he points at me and goes, no, I said Carlos.
Oh, I've got to come to these games, dude.
And no, coach, me too. We got to see this crap with our own eyes.
Our boy's furious.
And I just looked down and I said, I heard what you said, but it's my turn. And I just ran out there, and he was not happy. Not happy. Not happy. And he yells at me the entire time like I have no idea what I'm doing.
You guys sound like a good team.
Oh, dude, it is. It's very awkward.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like these dudes are tired of grandpa playing and sticking around.
No. And that's the problem. Mitchell thinks he is messy. And really, he's just sloppy.
But like real talk, is he scoring some goals?
No, he's not doing anything.
No, coach.
What I'm imagining is, I don't know exactly who's the Ronaldo, who's the Chicharito, who's Messi. But I do. Are you guys all kind of just a hodgepodge? Everybody's got their skills.
None of us are exceptional at anything.
Right. Yeah, coach. But put your personal feelings aside, though. Like, are they better than you?
If I had to rank the guys, I would say Mitchell's the worst one.
That's funny then that he's like all about getting on the field then. Because by your story, I would assume Mitchell's like just about to be the next, what's an example?
Ronaldo.
Beckham.
Right. And
Freddie Adu.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would say out of the guys, but none of us are head and shoulders above anybody else.
Yeah, then it
what
should
about
be.
Marvin?
Marvin offensively is good. He scores more of the goals.
Then he needs to be in the whole game.
Yeah, I would
say
Marvin,
he does not need to be in the whole game.
He needs to KD it. He needs to play. My
opinion. I think Marvin should stay in the whole.
He KDs it without even consulting with the coach.
Hey,
he KDs it on
Kevin
his own.
Kevin Durant only he gets to play the whole game. You son of a bitch, Marvin.
Hey, it also sounds like Carlos is pretty damn good too.
Carlos is all right. He's all right.
I think Marvin and Carlos should stay in there the whole time. Then
I'm kind of feeling Mitchell and Lunchbox are the bottom feeders.
But they're fighting for last place.
No.
They're fighting for who should be in there.
See, that's
as the fifth
I'm
guy.
I'm not fighting for anything. I'm just saying, look, guys, sub. We all sub. You know what I mean? You come on, you go off. We're all adults. We play. We get tired. You come off. It shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that difficult.
There should be a way to work the minutes, right? If everybody is not stubborn.
If you just sub every
king
6 minutes.
King of stubborn over here, knowing the king of stubborn, I can see now.
You mean Lunchbox?
Yes, I can see how the minutes get thrown out of whack a little bit. And people start, do you guys have these disagreements on the field in front of the other team?
No, you don't even say. This
yes,
is
you did. You just said Marvin was yelling. Or no, Mitchell was yelling at you to stay.
You're saying that you're going, no, I'm staying, man. Oh, my God.
And you got to reconnect. But
dude, if the other team hears you say that, I would be dying laughing. Like, guys, you got to see this mess over there. We got this one in the bag.
No, it's for real. Like, when Mitchell yelled at me to know, I said Carlos. I mean, I about fell over laughing because I'm like, this dude really thinks he's about to tell me to sit my butt on the sideline. Like, get out of here with that crap.
Did you say his wife? Their chicks are there?
Mitchell's fiance does play on the team.
How's it going, Amy?
Is she good?
She's good. She's good.
Better than Mitchell?
Better than Mitchell.
Who plays better together, you and her or Mitchell and her?
Well, I mean, I guess me and her. I don't know.
Me and her have better chemistry on the field together.
So, after
Coach, is there anyone – is there a ref out there?
There's a ref.
I would hope, Coach. No refs, no coach.
Yes, there's a ref.
Coach, it sounds like freaking chaos out there. It doesn't sound like it's any order.
They're a couple bottle rockets away from being soccer overseas, Coach.
So what would happen, Coach, if you have too many men on the field? Like, you and Mitchell,
red
you
card,
lose the battle.
Or you get a yellow card.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys get a red card because of this? I don't care. I ain't leaving the field. It's worth it for a red card. I'll hang up and listen, Mitchell.
So we end up winning that game.
You did?
We won that game.
Who scored the winning goal?
No, we were already up with 4 minutes to go, but with a one goal lead. But
yeah, who scored that goal?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you did.
No, stop it.
No, I really don't remember.
It was definitely Mitchell.
And Mitchell didn't think I was good enough to go out on the field and hold a one-goal lead. That's why he tried to call Carlos in for to take his spot.
Wow.
Hilarious. After the game, doesn't even say good game to me. Won't say good game to me.
Yeah. Did he say good game to everyone else?
Yes.
Coach, it's probably time to get out. Yeah. Like the housewives, the sucky thing is when the housewives aren't as hot, and they've done all the plastic surgery they can do, they just get voted out. Like Vicky Galveston, she's out. Tamara Barney, she's out. They just do a new crop. The OGs, now what we're seeing, they just go. And it's a sad transformation, Coach, but it's going to happen, especially in soccer.
So in the playoff game this past
Coach,
Wednesday,
no one cares.
I showed
no
up. I showed
Eddie,
up 5 hours.
There was more drama.
Hey, I showed up 7 hours before the game to ensure my first start.
Coach, when you get there early, are you doing that Karate Kid move, you know, when he's bouncing the ball on his knees and
No, I'm just putting my shoes on. No, really, that's
I'm
it.
I'm actually doing show prep, getting ready for the big show.
He's got his laptop doing work.
So, we are there.
My latte.
You so, care if I get some audio for the big show? Question real quick. What do you think about bridesmaids, bachelors, and bridesmaids all going on the same kind of bachelorette trips?
Have you watched Breaking Bobby Bones?
Hey, look at that billboard. Can I get you to watch it? 10-9 Central, Nat Geo.
Marvin, come over here. I need a show bit.
No, Marvin doesn't really talk to anybody on the team.
That's a team, because dude.
Marvin.
Talk to you.
No, Marvin doesn't really talk to anybody on the team. He's a pretty quiet guy. But Mitchell, so this past week, we're playoffs. Carlos isn't going to be able to make it. He's absent. So
is he all good?
Yeah, he's good. He's had some work
COVID?
Stuff. COVID? Nah, just work. He had extra work pile up. Couldn't make it. So we're going to find a sub.
What does he do, Coach?
I don't know. No
haven't
idea.
Had time to ask him.
I don't know. He's married to Amanda on the team, so I don't
know. Married to a man?
Amanda?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Was Amanda there even though Carlos couldn't come?
Yeah, Amanda's there.
Oh. Hey, Amanda.
She doesn't Carlos? Have to she's not grounded like if her husband can't come, she doesn't not like come. It's, okay. They have two cars, she has her own. Yes. So we're going to only have one sub, and Mitchell texts the group thread. We spanked these guys 7-3. We don't need reinforcements. We don't need to find another guy. Okay. So we're going in cocky. Going in cocky to the game. And we show up with one sub. And so it's me, Marvin, and Mitchell starting, right?
Yeah. Oh, how did they let you start?
The big three, dude.
And so Jeremy's on the sideline. And so about 8 minutes in, I sub for Jeremy.
That's good. Right? Finally.
Cool.
One of you guys just subbed without getting in a fight.
Okay, about 10 minutes later, I'm still standing there.
Marvin!
So we're about 18 minutes into the first half, and Jeremy's like, here, I'll sub, and he comes out. So we play the whole 25 minutes. Mitchell and Marvin, neither one of them subbed.
Here we go.
Neither one of them subbed!
I mean, Coach, I'm not even a soccer player, and this is frustrating me.
Oh, it's so frustrating. It is so frustrating. Like, I don't understand.
Coach, I think you're being bullied.
No. So second half, guess who's not going to sub?
You.
That's right.
Oh, no, Mitchell.
No. This guy.
He calls his wife mid-game. Hey, sweetie, this is Box. Hey, I'm not leaving the field. You can come and get me tonight.
No, Ray, he's like, honey, are you watching the game on TV? No, it's not on TV. Oh, right.
Hey, as to be stubborn, I'm not leaving the field, so you come pick me up later.
Can you bring ice just in case I get my ass kicked?
I'm not over 10. Call the cops. Person of interest, Marvin.
So
let him know. Let him know Marvin could be a possible suspect.
Or Mitchell, one of the two that accomplice.
Coach, I told you the story was good.
So I'm like, you know what? No, you guys don't want to sub. Screw you guys. I'm not going to sub then. We're going to see how this turns out. Right? So Marvin actually started the second half on the sideline. And he comes in later in the game, and then Mitchell actually takes a sub because all of a sudden they're tired. And I'm running, and I can hear Mitchell. Hey, you ready for a sub? You ready for a sub? No, I'm good. I mean, next time down. Hey, you good? I'm good. Don't worry about it. I'm good.
All good. Check back in 20.
So your boy didn't come out of the game second half.
Attaboy.
Did not come out of the game second half. We lost 5-4.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh, because you were gassed, Coach.
No, I wasn't gassed at all. That's the thing. I got the gas. My gas tank, it doesn't run on empty.
Coach.
Hey, did you look at them when you would say, I'm good? Like, what was their response?
I would just wave with my back to them. I'm good.
And you wouldn't look at what their response was?
Eddie,
because you know they were disgusted. They were just
so frustrated. So frustrated. But I was like, listen, guys, I'm a spiteful SOB. I'm a stubborn mother. And if you want to play that game, we can play that
Leave
game.
Him, Coach.
Coach, hey, do a reconnect, Eddie.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing with Lunchbox and that story and those kids. What was my train of thought? Lunch, go with it. I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know what your train of thought was, but it's sad that the co-ed green team has come to this because we used to be a big, happy family. They would come to fight nights. We would go to bars and drink.
Are those the people that came to Chewy's?
No, it's a different school, Coach.
Oh.
The Chewy's.
Right?
He had a bunch of random dudes that joined us at Chewy's one time, and I was like, Lunch, who are your friends you've never introduced us to? He's like, oh, no, those are the gang. These are my boys from soccer.
That might have been the volleyball team.
Oh, okay.
Well, some of my volleyball team was part of my green team. That's how I got on the volleyball team.
I'm like, Lunch, so, who are these five guys? I've been hanging out with them, man,
yeah,
every weekend.
That was them. And
this is Pedro. This is Chewy. That's Jose.
So the green team is, I mean, it's hanging on by a thread, man.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. That's not hanging on anymore, Coach. It's falling off the cliff. You got to get out.
I can't. No, if anybody's going to get out, Marvin and Mitchell would have to get out because I'm the OG green.
And does everyone else like you? Does Carlos like you?
Carlos likes me. But Carlos.
Jeremy likes you?
Carlos isn't playing next season.
Why not?
He's too much work. So one of the other guys.
Is he pulling a Megatron?
Yeah, Coach, what's going on?
No, he just
everything okay with him at work?
Yeah, I guess everything's good. They just got married, him and Amanda, and
he never came back after that one game.
But one of the guys that has been playing for like the last 2 years, he's coming back.
What's his name?
His name is Jackson.
You're making up all these names.
We got aliases.
Yeah. Yes, what? He's going code. Yeah. He's going code here.
Ah, his name.
Wait,
his name
Jackson.
His name is. Vermouth.
Barnabas.
That's a Bible name, Coach. The other one's name's Moses.
No,
oddly enough, the other guy's Samson.
And Ringo.
Nah, yeah. Jackson, man.
Hey, is Jackson the one that went to Vegas with us?
No, that was Sean.
Oh, not no code name. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was Sean.
All right.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, so it was really weird.
Are there more games or did you say season's over?
Season's over.
I'll see you guys next season.
But then, I mean, then after the game, Amanda and I stayed around and talked for a while. And she was.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
And Amanda.
Carlos wasn't there?
No, Carlos wasn't there.
Oh.
And my wife wasn't there either. But she voiced her frustrations, too.
Amanda, you know I'm the OG, right? You can always come to me with anything you got.
No, she was definitely frustrated, too. She definitely was like, I mean, she was like, Marvin never passes the damn ball. And I was like,
Amanda, do you get lonely when Carlos is working all day and all night?
No, that's not what we talked about. We talked about the green team and how the the green team is not what it used to be. The relationships have been fractured. I don't know. There's something. You try to bring in people that are going to be good for the team, and sometimes it doesn't work out. That's what happened with Kyrie in Boston, so they shipped him out. Then they bring in Kemba Walker. It didn't work, so they ship him out. I mean,
Kemba gone. Good segue.
Yeah, Kemba's out.
Amanda, what are you doing later tonight?
Hey, Amanda, I'll meet you on the pitch.
What? Did you call me a b-?
No, I said, can I meet you on the pitch?
Yeah, I mean, whew.
I like
We're not
Amanda.
Going back to basketball,
dude, because
right?
Because of your storytelling, I love Amanda and Carlos, and I hate Mitchell and Marvin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm cool with Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy's cool.
But Jeremy's I wonder really... if we met Mitchell and Marvin in person. I was like, dude, these guys are freaking awesome, man. What's up, bro? Hey, Marvin, I ain't leaving this bar, dude. Oh, you are? I am? No. We're staying, dude. Come on.
Marvin. While he's chugging.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Coach, look, man, whenever like my kids are on a team and you can just tell they're no one talks to them and they're treating them bad, like as a parent, you're just kind of like, we need to find a new team. This isn't good. That's how I feel a little bit about you, Coach.
No, but I talked to everybody. I talked to Jeremy. I talked to Carlos. I talked to Amanda.
I know, Coach. I just feel like they're bullying you. They're bullying the old man.
Hey, Carlos, how are you doing, man? Carlos?
He must be busy at work.
That's all good. I'll call Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Yeah.
Amanda?
I cheated. Amanda, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Who invited Marvin and Martin?
No one, right?
I don't know where. I mean, I don't know how they got connected to the team because they joined. I know that Mitchell invited Marvin because that's his roommate.
So Mitchell was
but Mitchell's fiance played on the team like a season before he did. So I don't know how she got on the team. Then she invited him, and then he invited Marvin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see where the issues happened.
Well, where?
Well, they've taken that little thing. Fiancés, the girls on the team, and they're awesome. And Lunch loves them. He great does a great camaraderie. And then the dude ends up coming around, and it's like a roommate situation. I had the same thing. I lived with this this girl, and then it's like the fiance when there's relationships involved. Then all of a sudden you meet the other one. You liked the other one.
Wait, while you were married or before you?
Before
were married?
I was married, okay, and that's when it throws a monkey wrench into it. So that I totally see what happened now. You liked the girl version, and then you meet the dude. And you're stuck with him on the team.
Yeah, see, usually you have a GM, and sometimes the GM has to take some personal leave, and I took the personal leave, and the temporary GM wasn't fit for the job and starts bringing in bad character people, and you didn't do your research, and, you know, you get these people, and it's like, wow, it's like the Titans when they go and they draft Isaiah Wilson in the first round, and he plays four snaps, and then he's out of the NFL because he's such an idiot, and you just didn't do your research. Something happens, and that's kind of what happened here.
Dang. Sorry, coach.
Yeah, I'm sorry, coach.
Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, I was enjoying myself. Even though we lost, it was a good game. And I really enjoyed the, I'm good, laughing to myself as I'm running back on defense.
You do, even though you're the only one enjoying that? You enjoy it?
What do you mean?
Like, there's no one else enjoying it, just you. It makes you feel good?
What do you mean? No, everybody else is enjoying the game.
No, enjoying that part of it.
Dude, I bet they were fuming on the sideline.
Yeah,
yes, coach. They're all so pissed at you, but you're enjoying the fact that you're like, I'm good, I'll stay in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Like, deep down.
I'm sorry, coach.
Like, when you're winning a battle, like, when you're doing something, you know, like, you do it with your wife. Like, you get in an argument, and you're doing something, like, passive-aggressive, and you're like, I got her. That's funny. You to yourself, you're like, I'm winning. Right? Do you not do that to
coach,
your wife?
With wives and husbands, there shouldn't be too much winning. It should be we did that as a team, coach.
Okay. Yes, okay. One, coach. You're one.
Shut up.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Dude, I'm watching this video of Bryson photobombing Brooks again.
Yeah.
You see this?
He's waving
again,
over the fence.
Again. He won't stop.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Who do you think lives more rent-free in their head? Does Bryson live in Brooks' head or does Brooks live in Bryson's head?
No, Bryson's too smart.
Bryson lives in Brooks' head.
Yep. Only numbers are in Bryson's head.
That's interesting.
Calculus.
Calculations,
dude. You
green
know,
slopes.
Kepka is fuming. The time the video footage we saw when he couldn't even hide it when he knew a camera was rolling and he was like, "Oh, sorry, I just got annoyed because Bryson walked behind him." Dude, we saw that moment and that's exactly what's going on in his head. And he outwardly let us see.
Who would you rather have a beer with,
Brooks?
Ray,
I go Brooks just because he's life of the party, but. What more? The most interesting man would be Bryson. You're gonna get some better, better told stories,
It's stories. Not, no, well, I mean, his stories are going to be, sorry. No one likes me. I don't hang out with anybody. I'm a loner.
No, you're not going to
be.
No.
So with Bri- oh, my God.
With Brooks, you're going to be crushing some brewskis at the pool. But with Bryson, you're really going to have an educated adult discussion and feel like you grew throughout that talk.
No, he's going to talk and you're going to be like, I have no damn idea what you're saying. He's going to talk so high over you, you're just going to be like, oh, my God, you're so annoying.
Wonder what he's actually like, though.
No, that's Bryson? How he's like.
Bryson's probably cooler than we think.
Even said, I read an article in Sports Illustrated, and he did a big spread on him, and he was like, look, I get it. Not a lot of people like me. I don't even like myself a lot of times. I'm hard to deal with.
Okay.
He was like, my own parents don't like me a lot of the times.
Okay, mm-hmm. They love you, Bryson. Every parent loves your kid.
But sometimes you can be annoyed with your kid.
When my cousin at dinner last night, he was telling me that 10, 15 years ago, I don't remember exactly when, he went to the U.S. Open. And he flew out with his kids. He took his daughter and his son. And they went to the U.S. Open. And they're like, ooh, we need a hotel. So let's just pick the one that's right by the course. And they stayed at this hotel. Hotel.com, he said. He got a hotel there.
Oh.
And he said that every player was staying at that hotel. Guys, one thing we've learned, if there's a hotel near a course where there's a tournament, they are all staying there.
Money.
So he said... He's like, man, we were there in the lobby, and I'm talking like a group of six golfers are walking together, and I'm talking Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson. They're all walking together, and so he's like, I already had some wine in me, you know, and I'm there with my kids. His kids are older, and so he walks up, and he's like, hey, Ricky, what's up? Ricky gives him a little fist bump, like, what's up, man? Good to see you guys. All right, blah, blah, blah. Justin Thomas, Justin! Nothing. Just ignored him. didn't even turn around. Ignored him. Then Dustin Johnson's like, hey, guys, he was with a group of like four friends or whatever. And Dustin goes, hey, guys, go ahead and go on without me. I'm going to say hi to these guys. And so like cool. Dustin stayed back and like chilled with him for like a couple minutes.
Stop it.
Yeah. And he's like, dude, Dustin Johnson was the coolest dude ever. Tiger was sitting at the bar.
Wait, did Tiger not have bodyguards around?
He said he was all by himself.
He had bodyguards, or there were women.
Oh. He said he was all by himself, and he goes up to Tiger. He's
one
like,
of them had a Perkins name tag.
Tiger, Tiger, can I get a picture with you? Because like, not right now. Bad time.
I respect that.
And so my cousin took a picture anyway, like a little selfie.
Classy.
And then walked away.
He has that picture?
He has that picture.
Tell him to send it to us.
Yeah, let me see.
I want to see it. Right now. That's so – Tiger's saying it's a bad time. That's like Ashley Judd. You know who that is?
Yes.
So she's
an actress. Actress, right?
Yes, actress. I think the movie I remember from is Double Jeopardy. Don't ask me why. But she's a big Kentucky basketball fan.
Yep.
And so they were in the regional, and I think they were playing in Austin, or maybe it was San Antonio. I don't know where it was, but I was there, and she was there. And so at halftime, I went down to her seat, and I was like, hey, Ashley, can I get a picture? And she was like, oh, no, not right now. Not during the game. And I was like, it's halftime. And Saul Smith, who was Tubby Smith's son, because Tubby Smith was the coach at the time, goes, yeah, man, not right now. It's not a good time. We don't want to interrupt the game.
And then you said, no one's talking to you, man.
Well, and I was just like, one. I was like, there's no one playing. And I was like, cool. So I just took a picture of her.
All right, well, this is awkward, Turtle. I'm going to head out. See y'all later.
Yeah, so awkward, but not during the basketball game.
I'll wait until I hear the horn.
It's halftime, yo. Like, there's no big deal. Like, you can let me come down there and take a picture.
Coach, I was at a concert, South by Southwest. I see Matthew McConaughey there. Oh, I mean, yeah. He's like him and like two friends or whatever. All right. And so I go, I'm like, I'm going to do it. Hey, Matthew, what's up, dude? Can I get a picture real quick?
Hey,
nah, man.
Green light.
He said, red light.
He said, nah, man, and just walked off.
You gotta respect that, dude.
Seriously. That's all he said?
Yeah, Leroy says he has the picture somewhere. Might be on Facebook, but he doesn't have it on him.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Tell him to type in his password and get it.
Yeah.
See if I can find it on Facebook.
Oh, that is so funny.
Coach, that's the content our people need on the Sore Losers Nation.
Dude.
I know.
But after we lost the soccer game, I was like, you know what? It was a good season. I'm gonna go to Walgreens. I'm gonna get me a chocolate milk. I'm gonna, you know.
Chocolate milk, Coach?
Yeah.
Is this like, is he talking about, is he trying to
see?
Segue?
See, this is the problem that Marvin and Mitchell have with you, Coach.
No, man, I like me a good
They went to
milk.
The bar. The whole team probably went back to the bar except
oh,
you.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't get the invite.
They all went for wings and beer, and your boys got chocolate milk in the car by himself.
Walgreens, right? And I get my chocolate milk, and I'm waiting in line, and there's this lady at the buying groceries. And
hey,
she is.
Do you play for the green team?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Are you a fan?
Have you heard of the team?
Well, no, you're wearing a green jersey.
Oh, okay.
No,
oh,
it's weird. We're the
you
green.
Got me.
We're the green team, but we wear white.
Oh, that's weird, Coach. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense at all.
Green with MB, Coach.
So I am there in line, and there's this lady checking out. And, I mean, she took 10 minutes to check out her groceries at Walgreens.
Well, was she hot or what?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, why are you complaining, Coach?
So she, I mean, she was on something. I mean, because it took 10 minutes to figure out how to pay, 10 minutes to do that. I mean, it took forever.
Coach, she had a couple white claws.
Okay, yeah. You want to know how many white claws she has? She paid for the groceries, and then she turned around and walked out, left her purse, her phone, her bags, and everything.
And that would be forgetting everything. That's typically what happens when people have to.
That's how
out.
Messed up she is. She paid, they handed her the bags, she set it all on the counter, and she turned around and walked out.
You know, I get that. I usually lose golf clubs, but only when I'm drinking.
So does brother.
loses his phone four times.
Hey, never go golfing with brother. He'll lose two clubs, and he'll leave his phone definitely on a couple holes.
Now, Eddie.
Yo.
This is the last time we're going to talk to you. Are you a little nervous?
I'm going to call in, right?
Yeah, you're going to call in. I'm just saying, I know there's U.S. Open this weekend. There's the College World Series. There's the NBA playoffs. But everybody is going to be so dialed in to your walk. That's what Sore Losers Nation is so nervous for you.
Are they?
No, not really. I was just trying to hype it up, dude. I don't know. I was just trying to hype you up. And people want tank tops.
Yeah, that's something we need to discuss.
What would we put on the tank top? Would we do coach? Would
hang
we do
up and listen.
I cheated.
That's a good one as well.
I don't know if many people are going to buy an I cheated shirt. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what we'd put on the
tank. No one really likes to admit that, huh?
Yeah, no one wants to. Everybody's going to be like, when they wear it, probably like, damn, that's a rough punishment for cheating on your spouse.
All right.
Or
so
what?
Taken to a
what
Aruba?
If the spouses that get cheated on buy those for the cheater? It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
I cheated.
But yeah, I just don't know what we would put on the tank top. What do you,
take
any ideas?
Take him to Aruba.
Take him to Aruba?
I mean, that's kind of good for a tank top, right?
Yep.
Take him to Aruba.
Yeah. But would guys wear take him to Aruba?
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just.
What were some of the other quotes we said? I thought we said some of them.
I thought about – I didn't know if we wanted to do a coach one, or is that too much coach? A sore losers one? I don't know. I'm just trying to spitball. I didn't have any idea. Sports penis?
Coach. Oh. None of the kids can wear that.
Oh, you're right.
Would your sister let Boomer wear that, Coach?
No, but I did send him some Pimp and Joy Gary. Loved it. But I told him we don't have the factory here, so I couldn't send him any nation stuff, sore loser stuff.
Yeah.
Dang, I found the Dustin Johnson one, but I don't see Tiger.
But, and so Justin Thomas was a jerk, right?
He was, out of everyone, Justin Thomas was the jerk.
Did you see the nice thing he did a few weeks ago, though?
Oh, when he said the F word?
No, that journeyman
golfer. When he missed
a putt? That journeyman golfer that's been battling, and, you know, he walked up to him and gave him a check so he could keep chasing his dream. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Was the camera on him?
There was a camera there, yeah.
Exactly.
Did he give him a check?
Let's do that when the camera's not there.
Okay, Coach.
Okay. Come on,
let's do it.
No, why
you
do
agree?
you do it? You do it to get recognized. Like,
if you're coach, stop. This isn't the big show, Coach.
If he didn't do that with the camera there, no one would know that it happened.
Hey, you do this for attention.
So
I bought subs and cookies and chips for $18. I've never made the news. You do it for the recognition.
The big show.
All right, boys. Well, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Coach. You
55
too.
55 minutes.
Happy Father's Day to Eddie. Happy Father's Day to Ray.
Thanks, Coach. 23 eggs at Vanderbilt.
All you fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And before we go, my birthday is on Saturday, June 19th. I'll be a young 37 and celebrating my second Father's Day on Sunday. Thanks, Sizzin, for the shout-out last week. And Eddie, and that's it. Fun fact, Arizona Wildcats are the only school to send the women's softball team and men's baseball team to the World Series this year. Bear down, boys. We are beating Vandy this Saturday. All hang up and listen. Happy birthday, Brian Gilmore. Congratulations.
Vandy boys.
Congratulations. Happy birthday. You guys want to say happy birthday to him?
I mean, what did he say about me?
He said, Thanks, Sizzin, for the shout-out last week, and Eddie.
Oh, did we do a shout-out?
I don't know. That was the end of the sentence, so I don't know what Eddie did. He said, and Eddie.
Yeah, guys, let's try and be careful with the run-on sentences and the semicolons. Keep it to a
very
normal.
That's to be determined, boys.
Eddie, so that they know, when are you leaving to do your walk?
Sunday.
So the nation, be on alert. Check your, is it BobbyBones.com or
BobbyBones.com. There'll be live streaming on there, and there will be, my wife.
And guys, just realize this. We are in partnership with the Bobby Bones Show. The Sore Losers podcast will be in direct partnership with the Bobby Bones Show. They will have the biggest access to Eddie, but we hope to have secondary access to Eddie to try and get interviews, get audio, get videos, get sound bites, but every exclusively is the big show. But
it won't be exclusive because we'll have them also. So that's the absolute not definition of exclusive.
But I would say that the Bobby Bones Show owns him more, but we're still going to try and pull from him a little bit.
And also, if you want to support Eddie along his walk, shop sorelosers.com, get some Sore Losers merch, let him know you're thinking about him out there on the walk.
This dude, shameless. And also, too, Ray, I was like thinking, man, let me do some cameos. Maybe I'll do cameos for charity.
This is funny.
And Lunchbox was like, that's a great idea. Here, use my referral code. Let me get you in touch with a guy there.
He's getting
and
a couple bucks on the back end.
Make sure you tell Lunchbox saying, all right? I'm like, Coach, it's for charity. What do you mean?
Well, I'm taking a portion of Cameo's money, not your money.
Yeah, Coach. Still, Coach. I mean, come on.
So you'd rather all of it go to Cameo and not some to me? I mean, heck.
I'm not going to do it because I don't want any of it to go to Cameo.
Eddie, real quick, the states you're going to be crossing through and go.
West Virginia, 1 foot. It's literally going to be one step, okay, and then I'm going to be walking through Virginia.
And what is the college mascot there?
Cavaliers.
For West Virginia?
No, West Virginia Mountaineers.
All right, and then the next state you're going to be in?
Virginia.
And the college mascot there for the major school?
Cavalier.
Very. And then?
And then Tennessee.
And the major school mascot?
Middle. Tigers.
No, Commodores.
No, Vols. Coach, do you only go through three states? There's no Kentucky in there?
No, that's it, Coach. I'm literally only walking through Virginia. I'm going to have 1 foot in West Virginia when I make my step. And then Tennessee, done.
Oh, you're going to be at two corners.
Hey, it's like your four corners, Coach.
Coach, step four two. Corners, you step down, you're in four states at the exact same time. And if you don't like spending money, just like my family, go there on a family vacation because Four Corners is free. And all around it, it's an Indian reservation, so they sell a bunch of cool knickknacks you don't see everywhere. Like, you get a dream catcher. You ever see those at the store? No.
But yeah, I've seen them. I like, oh, no.
Dude, yeah, they're usually at truck stops.
Four Corners.
Yeah,
is,
usually.
Four Corners is badass. It also is very dusty. You'll probably get dust in your eye, and there's no paved roads.
And you got your goggles?
And I'll hang up and listen.
No, just sunglasses, Coach. I'm not going to do goggles.
Okay.
Oh, crap. I need sunscreen.
Yeah. Just wanted to wish Eddie good luck on the walk. Ray, call your boys up north and tell them to quit jerking it in the backyard and get back to the lumber yards. These lumber prices are crazy. Lunch, you got baby box one, baby box two. How about baby box of wine for the third? I'll hang up and listen. Eaton Beaver.
What the?
I don't get it.
I don't get any of what he said.
No, he's saying you're from the lumber mills. All your boys work in the lumber mill. Well, the prices are sky high. They need to get back to.
I'll tell you this. Lumber prices were not that high when I used to work at the lumber mill, and I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, this is from Chance Gordon. Put some respect on the Hawks' name, boys. Y'all are my favorite podcast ever, but please put some respect on the Hawks' name on Friday. Nobody has a better second team, and it's Kevin Herter. Put some respect on these boys. Two huge comebacks against the number one seed, LFG. Love Florida Georgia Line.
No, let's go.
Oh, it does. It says Ray Bleep. I'll hang up and fucking listen.
Whoa, Coach. Oops. Come on.
Coach, it's a hard F.
Chance G. Listen, Chance, I am shocked by the Hawks. I mean, unbelievable. What they've been doing, unbelievable. Crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. Congrats.
Thanks, Dick Vitale.
I'm shocked.
You put some respect on Trae Young's name is what you need to do.
No, when they traded for Trae Young and gave up Luka, I was like, what a terrible trade, but it's worked out for both teams. Both are freaking dynamite.
Eddie, road rash or whatever you want to call it, while you're walking, chafing, has anybody given you stuff to put on? Like, I don't know. How do you protect yourself, Coach? A cup?
I have, gl- I have Glide, Coach. It's like a balm. It's a balm. It's almost like a deodorant stick, and you rub it on your, you know, between your legs and down your taint and all that, Coach.
Yeah.
Keeps it nice and slippery.
Okay.
All right. For Coachers, I'm headed on a road trip from Austin to El Paso for a quinceañera. This is
quinceañera, Coach.
What did I say?
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera. This 9-hour trip is only doable because I'm listening to the Sore Losers. Thanks for keeping me company, sane, and I'll hang up and listen. Shout out Sore Losers Nation's Facebook page, Cindy Flowers. Use this name, not my real name, LOL. All right, Cindy Flowers.
What's her real name?
I can't say that.
Coach, what was that thing you covered on the last email, last episode?
Oh, that was that guy's birthday. I thought it was today, or last week, so yeah.
Oh, screwed that up?
No, I did good. What do you mean?
Oh.
I got it out.
No, there was something that you're like, oh, I can't read that on air, and then you covered it.
Oh, that was that girl saying that she was having alone time with her husband, and she yelled out, oh, Coach! Oh, Coach!
Yeah, but what did you hide, though?
I covered her real name.
Oh, okay, I got you.
She said, just call me Sally.
Why? Is it someone that we know?
I don't know if you know her, but she doesn't want everybody to know her name. Just call her Sally, and she calls her man, oh, Coach, oh, Coach.
Guys, and that is our merch line. In case you're interested, go check it out. Also, before we leave, this only will take 20 seconds. I wanted to address Caller Daddy. They signed a $60 million deal with Spotify. I knew them when they were making $60,000 a year.
Only one of the girls signed.
I know, but the show still is called Caller Daddy. Oh. They were making $60,000 at Barstool. Then they both got in a fight. They split up. Then they were making like $200,000. Now they are making, one of them is, $60 million with Spotify. Congrats to our partner podcast, Caller Daddy.
That's a podcast, Coach?
Yeah.
Man, I've been listening to the Razorback Daily. Oh, man, fantastic podcast.
Oh,
why 20 minutes long.
Is that what we should do?
I mean, Coach, absolutely. I mean, they literally spent, 30 minutes recording this thing. They've got like 6 commercials in there. You know they're banking. I mean, they get to the point. I love it.
Hey, and not to go, sorry, I know you guys misdirected the talk. I wanted to say, hey, what if we took a picture of us? She just did her big Spotify deal. What if we took a picture, Sore Losers sign for, you know, whatever it is, $700 to remain with the network for another year?
That's funny. That's actually funny.
So, and then what do we do, like a check?
That's really funny.
Take a picture with a check?
That's funny, right?
I mean, we do need to re-sign. I think we're contractless right now.
I'm pretty sure when we asked, the contract didn't exist.
That's hilarious.
You know what? That means we're free agents, boys.
Why do you think I brought it up, Coach?
If Spotify or anyone wants to, pick us up. We're here. Hey, we're just floating on in the internet space right now.
I heard Fox Sports wanted to get a 20-minute thing of us, a clip of us that maybe would get reviewed. So we got to make a 20-minute clip of funny. It can't be funny. It can't be stories about Mitch and Mitchell and Carlos and Amy.
Yeah, I'd do showering with Dad. Done.
It can't be X's and O's. It has to be what we're great at. So, maybe it's a story about Lunch and his wife. I cheated. Or something like that. Or at the playground. Or Eddie coaching his sons.
I think it's showering with my dad. What about that on the tanky? I showered with my dad.
No, because if one person in the Upper Peninsula wears that and my dad sees it.
Boomer shows
and
up.
Boomer says,
and Boomer shows up to Thanksgiving and I showered with my grandpa shirt.
No, get out of here.
We can make one specially for him, Coach.
Eddie, I did talk to Lunchbox's dad when I was in Austin a couple weekends ago getting shmammered for Mike D's wedding.
Yeah.
And his dad loves the potty cast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He listens every day.
And here's what he said. Ray, he goes, I think Ray thought I meant just the audio sounds good. And I was like, no, Dad, I think he knows that you mean that the podcast has been funny lately. I don't know. Being an audio guy, I think he thinks I was just talking about the audio levels.
No. I just fake like I care about audio. I really don't give a flying crap.
Coach, does your dad laugh at the podcast?
Okay. Good question.
Because I've never seen your dad laugh.
My dad called me the other day, and he said, Because what he'll do is he'll wait like four episodes and then he listens. He starts at the most recent and then just listens backwards until he gets to one he's heard before. And he said, he calls me, he goes, man, these podcasts are hilarious. And I'm like, well, which ones are you listening to? And he goes, oh, Wedding Season. He said,
that one was mine.
The Terry Bradshaw, Eddie with Jordan Spieth, and another one. He goes, I don't laugh very much. He goes, but I laugh sitting on the patio. Mom caught me laughing out loud at some of these things.
Yeah, our timing was good on those. I was able to have windows where I was able to be funny. Everybody lunched at his storytelling. Eddie, epic job at the Dallas thing, whatever you guys did, the reverse hand job. What was that tournament called? What? Sorry, I don't even remember what the tournament was called.
Charles Schwab.
That thing. But yeah, everybody did very good in those.
Yeah, so he said he was absolutely laughing, outside, laughing.
That's great because I've never seen him laugh.
Right, he doesn't laugh much. He doesn't really laugh much. He watches TV shows with my mom, and my mom gets so annoyed because he's just like, oh, that was fine. She was like, that wasn't funny. He's like, that was all right. It was all right.
Who wins the Open, boys?
Zonder.
He always picks him. It's his new Stenson.
It is. I love Shoffley. I like him a lot.
You do. Take him to Aruba then, coach.
If he'd go to Aruba with me, I would. And hey, one more before we go. Eddie, I was supposed to read this the other day.
Okay.
Hey, sports penis. My name is Kayla, and I know nothing about sports, but my dad got me hooked on y'all. I'm obsessed. Love that I can finally have something to bond over with my pops. It'd make my whole life if y'all could give him a birthday shout-out, a big birthday shout-out. He's turning the big 6-0 on June 14th. His name is Bobby D. Thanks, coaches. So, happy birthday, Bobby D!
Bobby D!
Happy birthday, Dick.
No, Bobby D.
Coach, you think it's Bobby Dick?
Well, I think didn't Bobby used to be Dick?
No, that's Richard.
Oh.
No, that's Richard. Rich.
Dick. Yeah, so it's Bobby D. And she said, P.S., still I don't know anything about sports, even though I listen to every podcast. Not sure what that says about what y'all are doing on here.
We're not teaching anyone about sports because, I mean, I don't know crap either.
Yeah, so, hey, Bobby D., Kayla did send that in on June 10th. The sports penis was a little late getting to it. So.
June 10th, coach.
Well, yeah, his birthday was on June 14th. She was in on plenty of time, so she was way ahead on your birthday.
No, I wasn't blaming her. I was blaming you, coach.
I know, man.
What day is it today?
June 18th. Okay, so we're four days late on his birthday. So his birthday was Monday.
But we're recording this today. But June, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Eddie, good luck on the walk, man.
Yeah, good
Thanks,
luck.
Thanks, Ray.
We're thinking
Thank
about you, coach.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Oh, wait.
Hey, follow me on my Instagram, Producer Eddie, dude. I'll be on there all day, all night. You know what I'm saying? God, updates.
I miss a lot of these. Hey, coachers, my birthday is on June 17th. Was hoping to get a birthday shout-out. I've been a listener since way back when y'all were on Kiss FM in Austin. I love the little show more than the big show. Now, thanks again, Ricardo. Ricardo Robles, happy birthday yesterday. God, man.
Happy birthday, Ricardo.
I got to get better at these birthdays, man. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Are we done?
Yeah, have a good walk, Eddie. Good luck.
All right, boys. Hey, we'll talk to you on Monday, though.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I'm in an area that can have service.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, no, I got another one. Hey, guys, short list of concerns for Eddie. Trails are slower, descending is harder than climbing, calorie intake, hydration, bone strength, and chafing.
This guy thinks I'm going trails. Coach, I'm on the road. I'm not going on trails.
Okay. Maybe he thought you were trail. I'm a long-distance runner. I run about 60 miles a week. Recently, I ran a sub-three-hour marathon. And 3 weeks later, I ran a 56-miler with 15K of elevation. I know he said he found a shorter distance via trail, but trails will slow you down a lot. He found a shorter distance, not on trail.
Shorter distance via road.
Is that Lance Armstrong writing into the show?
Oh, well, that'd be cool.
He said, bone strength is my number one concern. Your bones have to get weaker before they get stronger. I know it doesn't make sense, but if he builds up too many miles too fast, he can easily get a stress fracture. I fractured my foot 3 times. It's a hard thing to learn.
I've taken the last couple days off.
Hey, did you use nut butter and Vaseline on your junk? You will sweat a lot. It will dry. It will chafe. I also suggest BOA shorts because they chafe my junk the least.
Coach, let's be careful with the horror stories.
I know.
I'm reading an email. It says he almost died. Eddie, good luck, though. Hope your walk goes good.
Hey,
man.
Good luck, and I hope he finds the same happiness in running, walking long distances that I do. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean.
That was deep and sad and all that.
It's going to be nice when I finish. That's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah.
Coach, that'll be an orgasm you never had before, coach.
The emotions. You're going to start crying.
All right.
Well, I'm not meeting you at the finish line.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I got life to live. Okay. I'm going to see the Trash Pandas this weekend.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm going down to Alabama.
Oh, that's the baseball team.
Yeah.
Are you walking there?
I thought about it. Inspired by Eddie. I'm going to walk down to Alabama.
I got more. Okay, Eddie's like, hey, man, I'm going to come to your house. I'm like, cool, see you in 5. He's like, no, I'm walking. I'll see you in 5 hours. I'm like, what the?
Dude, 5 hours. Coach, your house may take me 8 hours.
Coach, coming to my house. All right, man, I'll see you in 20. Stop and get a 12-pack. No, I'm walking. I'm bringing my camel back.
Oh, boy.
Coach, what the hell, dude?
Oh, man. Wish me luck, boys.
Good luck.
All right.
My three predictions: Eddie completes it, Brooklyn Nets win in 7, and Patrick Reed wins.
Where
the
is he now?
Open.
Oh, interesting.
I'd say bottom or middle, -1.
That's interesting.
Man, I had Webb Simpson winning it all. That dude's +8.
Oh, man.
But I mean, that's a lot. You predicted it before. I just predicted as it already started. I saw it was around the middle. It doesn't make me look like a copier of the top of guy. So there you
got
go.
You.
Oh, man. Who's Robert Bland? He's winning.
Did you see the Molinari brothers?
Yeah.
Dude, are they brothers?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought PGA.com did a misprint. I was like, man, they accidentally put the same guy twice. What? They have a different first letter.
I'd never heard of the other brother.
Yeah, neither have I. Did you see that fight between the people on the Corn Ferry? They were trying to qualify for the tournament in Wichita. And
the one dude went to jail.
Yeah, they got in a fight on the green because one guy was playing slow and he hit a ball that he couldn't find. And so the other guy and his dad, who was his caddy, kept going. And up the line, he goes, they got up the green. He goes, hey, thanks for helping me look. And he goes, maybe you would have hit it straight.
Oh, dang. So did they go fisticuffs?
Yeah.
The one guy went to jail. He's got a mugshot.
What? I'm going to Google this.
So funny.
What did Corn Ferry fight?
Yeah.
Probably should have talked about it on the show, but that'd be an actual podcast.
Yeah, well,
we don't do all that.
I thought it was better to talk about Mitch and Mitchell.
I mean, what's more interesting?
Marvin and Mitchell,
Mitch and Mitchell
or the Corn
Mitch and Mitchell's
Ferry?
Pretty good.
I mean, Marvin and Mitchell, I mean, dude.
Well, where's the video? Where's
I don't the think story? There's
any. There isn't?
I didn't see a video of it.
Oh, yeah, there's no video.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, boys.
All right.
Let's go home.
All right, goodbye, boys. Goodbye. All right, I'm disconnected.
Bye.
Yeah. Peace. Eddie, I'm turning you down, cool?
Okay, goodbye.
All right.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.